Good afternoon and Merry Christmas. 皆さんこんにちは。そしてクリスマスおめでとうございます。We still have about a week ahead of us until Christmas Eve and day, but we gathered here today to celebrate Christmas and potluck dinner afterwards. And I'd like to give special thanks to Toshi-san. My name is Toshi too, but different. Toshi, who spent a lot of time to prepare and cook a turkey for us this evening. And also I'd like to give thanks to all of you, those who prepared and made this day such a wonderful one. And I know we are all looking forward to potluck dinner, but before that, please allow me to share the Christmas story, because this is my job, right? And I get paid for doing this, so I gotta do this. So let's pray. お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天の父なる神様、今日は第3アドベント日曜日を迎えました。クリスマスまでまだ1週間ほどありますが、今日私たちはここであなたの誕生を覚え、お祝いをするひとときを持てますことを心から感謝いたします。このクリスマス礼拝、また愛賛会のために祈り、また用意してくださったお一人お一人に心から感謝いたします。また今日ここに集ってくださったお一人お一人、心から感謝いたします。主よ、どうぞあなたの豊かな祝福を持って、恵みを持って、そのお一人お一人を満たしてくださいますように、これからのひとときをすべてあなたの御手にお委ねし、愛する主イエス様の御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。
So on the very first day of Christmas 2,000 years ago, the God creator of the world sent his only son to the earth to fulfill his promise to his people. His name is Jesus, and we call him Christ the Savior because he gave his life to give us life that never fails. He came to his people, but they were not able to find him. They were even Bible experts. They knew where exactly Christ was going to be born, the place called Bethlehem, only 8 kilometers away from them. For all this, they did not find him because they did notSeek him. In fact, they were very religious people, fasting twice a week, giving tithes, praying on the corner of the streets all day long. But they were not seekers of God. Such as truth, forgiveness of sins, love, and relationship with God were not their interest.But rather things that satisfy their desires, such as power, wealth, and applause from other people. Most of us may think this is a Christmas story that happened 2,000 years ago. But is that so? What about the world that we are living in today? Is the world seeking God?Was still chasing after wealth and power? Are you seeking God or ignoring Him? This is not a story from 2,000 years ago, but this is a story that is happening among us even today. In the Bible, God said, "There is none righteous, not even one." And He continues,There is no one who seeks God. When we hear the word righteous, I think we usually imagine somebody who is religiously or even socially good and perfect in shape. But that is not what God really meant. God is not looking for a perfect human. He is looking for a man and women who seeks God.
There is no one who seeks God in the temple, but there were men from far east who traveled more than 1,000 kilometers to find Jesus. They were not Bible experts, nor even Jews. They knew nothing about Bethlehem, but God gave them a star. A star shines during night, but night was the most dangerous and risky time to travel. It may sound lovely and romantic even to spend Christmas Eve or Christmas under the starlight today, but it was nothing but trouble back 2,000 years ago, because you have to deal with beasts and robbers in the darkness. Now, when we look at our life, there is a day and there is a night. And during the day, we think we are safe and secure because we think we can see everything ahead of us. Everything is under our control. And we say to ourselves, we don't need God, because we are God of our lives. But a day goes, a night comes. I know you have a very long day in summertime here, but even we still have night. And when night comes, the night is the time of darkness, anxiety, depression, shame, and hopeless. But we will find a star in the darkness, which we didn't see during the day. When darkness comes into our life, we tend to look down. But you can find nothing but your feet there. But if you look up and seek your God, you will find a star. And that leads you to the place where you can find hope and peace that never fail. The John 1:4-5 said, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." And lastly, I'd like to talk a little bit about what happened after these men found Jesus Christ. The first thing they did was to worship him. They opened their treasures and gave them to Jesus. And these are all expensive and precious gifts. They gave gold. So what did you bring here today? Who brought gold? No, I'm just kidding. God does not need your gold. Well, I'm open to receive it, but not God. He doesn't need gold. As I said in the beginning, he created everything. He does not need anything from us. Then why they gave these gifts to Jesus? They gave their treasures not because God needed, nor he demanded or asked, but rather they gave it because they found and received something that was way more precious and worthier than their gold. They no longer need to keep nor chase after earthly wealth, nor power, nor applause from other people, because now they have everything. Now they have what they needed the most and only. With God, we have everything, even though we are the poorest on the earth.
But without God, we have nothing, even if we were the richest and wealthiest on the earth. The Bible said, "What good will it be for you to gain the whole world, yet forfeit your life? Well, what can you give in exchange for your life?" And it also says, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you." After finding Jesus, they did not go back the way they came from, because God prepared a new way in front of them. And they no longer need to walk in the darkness, nor are they need a star to follow, because now God is with them, and His voice guides them to the place where they should go. Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Tonight, we are all invited to seek, to find, and to be with God, Emmanuel. Now, I'd like to just give a short, quick summary in Japanese.
ちょっと短くですね、今日のメッセージを日本語でお伝えして、そしてお祈りして、メッセージの時間を閉じたいと思います。今日は主に3つのことを皆さんに覚えていただけたらと思います。まず第1番目、それは神様はご自分を探し、尋ね求める人を喜ばれるということ。今日の聖書箇所にも出てきましたが、どんなに宗教的で、そしてどんなに聖書の知識がある人でも、心から神様を探し求める愛する人でなければ、神様に出会うことは難しいということ。逆にどんなに遠く離れていても、そしてどんなに知識が乏しかったとしても、神様を尋ね求める人に、神様はご自身を表してくださる、そして導いてくださる方であるということ、そしてそれは2000年前も今日も一緒ではないでしょうか。第2番目に、お話ししたこと、それは星は夜空に輝くということですね。何をロマンチックなこと言ってんだね、この顔で。星は夜空に輝く。私たちの人生、真昼のように絶好調です。もう先の先まで見通せて何の心配もありません。という時は、案外私たちは大事なものが見えていない時かもしれません。だから神様は嫌なんですけど、私たちにとっては。時々私たちの人生を夜にしてしまうことがあります。そしてその暗闇の中で私たちはついつい怖いので足元ばかり見てしまう。けれども少し勇気を出して空を見上げてみる。神様を探してみる。希望がない時こそ神様を訪ねてみる。神様はそこに必ず私たちを導く星を与えてくださるお方です。まあ、誰もがこの博士たちが見たような星を見るわけではありませんが、その星はもしかしたら皆さんの友人かもしれない、家族かもしれない、あるいは全然知らない人かもしれない。神様はでも必ずその星を私たちに与えてくださいます。第3番目に、今日皆さんに、皆さんとシェアしたいこと、それは神様と共に歩む人生は本当に素晴らしいということです。この東方から来た博士たちはイエス様に出会った時に持っていた宝物をおそらく全て捧げて、そして礼拝をしました。神様が彼らに金品を要求したわけじゃありませんね。カツアゲしたんじゃないんです、神様。けれども彼らは持っていた宝を捧げた。 それは彼らが自分たちが持っていた宝、それまでこの世界で一番尊くて大事だと思っていた宝よりもずっとずっと大事で素晴らしいものをその時見つけて手に入れたからではないでしょうか。それは神様と共に歩む人生であり、神様が共にいてくださる人生です。聖書の中にこんな言葉があります。人はたとえ全世界を手に入れても誠の命を損じたら何になろうか。人は自分の命を買い戻すために何を差し出すことができるだろうか。イエス・キリストは神様が私たちに与えてくださった誠の命です。そしてこのクリスマスプレゼントは神様を訪ね求める人たち全てに用意されている、値なしに用意されているプレゼントです。ぜひこの素晴らしいクリスマスのギフト、本当のクリスマスの贈り物、今日ここに集われたお一人お一人が受け取って、そして祝福された、人生へと帰っていかれることを心から願いたいと思います。